Chair, and thank you for proposing this section initially. It's truly an essential part of our document. And it will be important that we carefully work on the text and that we can really find some agreement here. And also, I would like to thank you for allowing us to have this discussion this afternoon. I think it's extremely important so that we have sufficient time to find agreement. I think it's a very good starting point for us to increase the focus of our debate by identifying the acceptable from the unacceptable. And as others have mentioned, we are indeed on a good track here. So we agree with the approach of highlighting unacceptable and or illegal development and uses, such as it was done in 31A, which restates the general legal prohibition not to develop and use weapons that are of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. Or, and there I think the US has made a valid point of saying inherently indiscriminate rather than by nature. I think that's very good to start with, but given the specific risks related to emerging tech in the area of autonomous weapon system, we would welcome if at the very end of this sentence we could go a bit broader and say that they are otherwise incapable of being used in accordance with international law and in particular IHL. I think it would make a valuable contribution to 31A. We also do see merit. I think the G11 has made a proposal to explicitly refer to the critical functions here in 31A. I think that would do benefit rather than restating the general rule. I think it merits focusing really on the autonomous weapons. So I think that was a helpful suggestion, which we would like to support. Similarly, on B, we welcome the particular focus put on the critical functions of selecting and engaging to apply force. I think these are core functions with particular high relevance for IHL adherence compliance. But it's also, I believe, a broadly accepted definition already used in a number of national strategies and on AI and autonomy. And I think this would bring further clarity to our outcome, and we fully support retaining these critical functions here. Austria shares the concern expressed by others on the word designed to. I think designed to reflect an understanding that the primary intention of a weapon system is to operate outside the responsible chain of command and control. I think we really need to think about what this means, and it seems very unlikely. So maybe a better way to reflect this intention is indeed the Swiss proposal of saying that it may be operated outside a responsible chain of human command and control. We are also interested in a UK proposal to build clearer procedures that users need to be well informed and effect control. So I think that was a very good suggestion. Regarding 32, we support the views expressed on the preference to use the term meaningful human control rather than sufficient human control. And just if I can react briefly to the argument that meaningful and sufficient is not an absolutely qualifiable or quantifiable term, I would like to highlight that indeed the development of international law and IHL in particular has a history of developing terms and building joint understandings later on. And it is sufficient to look at the very title of our convention where we speak of unacceptable suffering. So I think these terms are regularly used, and I think meaningful is a better term than sufficient. So on 32, following the logic that not all autonomous weapons are illegal or unacceptable, it is important to focus on some of the key areas which should be regulated in order to address the legal and ethical challenges posed by the incorporation of emerging technologies in weapon systems. So I thus would just like to highlight that 32A and C are extremely relevant points, and we should work on the language and try to seek agreement on this one as well. Thank you.